The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he, Jesus, left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, and the weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The word of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. A parable is a story told by Jesus to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson. My study Bible, I know I'm always plugging for folks to get a good study Bible, suggests parables use everyday images to disturb complacency. In shaking up one's worldview, they force us to reconsider what is normally safe, desirable, and honorable. What starts out as a straightforward sounding story, then interrupted by Jesus as the devil sowing evil that must be destroyed by a furnace of fire, at the end of the age with the righteous shining like the sun, brings the disciples to what? Okay, let's try that again. The disciples, sounding an awful lot like you and me, when they ask, "Explain to us, Jesus, the parable of the weeds in the field." And Jesus tells them, "The devil sowing evil that must be destroyed by a furnace of fire at the end of the age with the righteous shining like the sun," brings the disciples to what? Okay. How about this wonderment? Do the disciples realize that everyone in the kingdom is going to be entirely burnt up? Everyone. Remember, a parable disturbs complacency. Back then and today, it forces consideration of what is safe. And what is safe and desirable and honorable interpretation of this text? Evil people will be destroyed and good people will shine like the sun? Dear siblings in Christ, I invite us into a deeper interpretation that is not complacent. It will stretch us and suggest we resist the temptation to divide all creation into two things, good and evil, as Jennifer Kalin, professor of religious studies at Iona College, nudges us into pondering. Thank you, Jennifer. I always try to bring out some big guns to help me because I always need a little bit of help. It is not as simple as categorizing ourselves as weeds or wheat. Look at the bouquet. Not simple. That which must either be thrown into the furnace or as kingdom light. I share what I observed the evening of July 5 to help with the resisting and the categorizing. I was at my parents' farm in the middle of Spink County. Let's see if I can help you with where that is. 25 miles north of Huron, 20 miles east of Tulare. All right, that's some of you. How about just 2 hours east of here? You kind of get the picture of where that is. Yes. And when I was little, there's that 50 years ago again. Much of Spink County was planted to wheat. This time of year, wheat turning to gold, like those fields east of here, west of here. Oh, absolutely gorgeous. It always amazed me, this turning. Well, Spink County doesn't have much wheat anymore. Now it's corn and beans and some alfalfa, a tiny bit of hay left on that old school land. You know what school land is, some of you, yes? Some conservation acres bravely set aside for habitat, but not much wheat. Well, anyway, I was riding an old bike east of the farm, a single speed wonder with a nice wide seat. No judgment, please. And my brother calls it the Buick, with a twinkle in his eye. And I noticed my dad's fields, pivots are quiet because we've had enough rain in Spink County. No weeds in the heart of the fields, pretty clean. Only weeds are in the ditches, and they look a lot like this. And in the sloughs, and in the wetlands, and around the farm, in the shelter belts, beautiful shelter belts filled with weeds and reeds. And I'm riding that Buick of a bike, and out of the tall weeds in the ditch leaps this beautiful deer, a whitetail. And there we are side by side for a while. What a sight, right? It never gets old. And then further down the road, a pheasant hen leads her covey of chicks out of the weeds into the road for an outing. She's so proud. And then red-winged blackbirds and meadowlarks sing from those weeds and those reeds and the marshes. And some of the weeds and the reeds are flowering, and the butterflies and insects are lighting on them. Pollinators, right? I know, good and bad, those weeds and reeds and grasses all growing together, hiding and covering nests and homes and habitats, keeping the soil loose underneath for creatures who eat things, that eat things, that eat things, and so on, the circle of life. And I thought, what if this land was so clean of every tree and shrub and water hole and weed and grass and reed and tree strip? Well, this is our prairie, right? Our river bluffs, our hills, a metaphor for the kingdom of heaven. Keep this picture in mind as we focus now on weeds and wheat. The kingdom of heaven is now and still to come, and won't be complete, Scripture says, until God says it is so. Now and always and forever. What does Scripture say? Filled with good and filled with evil. Matthew 13 does not deny humanity as both good and evil, and that evil must come to its end eventually. Consider an acceptance of God's creation where all weeds and and wheat and slew and pollinators, where those frogs hang out, all rooted together as habitat for God's good kingdom. What does it say in Genesis? And it is good. Yes, weeds and wheat, sinners and beloved, as the same thing. We are both good and evil. Christ the harvester has said as much. Because, think on this, if evil people, sinners, that's me, my friends, are burned up with fire at the end of it all, there will be no one left to shine like the sun. I wonder if the disciples realized this back then when Jesus was trying to explain the parable. Because think about this. About the time we think we are wheat, pick me, Jesus, we are hit with our humanity, and there we are looking and acting a whole lot more like a weed. Then what? Matthew 14, verse 41, and I'm not one to pick out one verse very often. I like to think about the whole thing. But verse 41 helps us go farther. The Son of Man, I get to pause. Sorry, I digress. Do you know what this churchy word means? It's a churchy title, Son of Man. I did some sleuthing for me and for you, and I love this because the Son of Man can be two things. And the answer is always, well, you know what the answer always is, right? To every spiritual question, it's always what? Jesus. Jesus. That's one answer for sure. Jesus. God sent Jesus to come down to us as God with, and the kids know this because I always talk about it with the kids. Skin on. Jesus is always God with skin on. Out there watching and listening, those of you out there, yes, indeed. Jesus becoming a human being, a man with temptations and frailties. So to call Jesus the Son of Man, see if I can do this backwards. Big S, big M, or Son of Humanity is helpful and thoughtful. So that's the answer number one. It's also helpful and thoughtful to talk about Son of Man, little s, little m, as humanity in general, and thoughtful, therefore the frailty of us. So Son of Man is us, humanity, little s, little m. Do you know when this information is most helpful? When you go to God in prayer, when you go to Jesus in prayer. We, humanity, little s, little m, have solidarity with Jesus, Son of Man, big S, big M, because Jesus, as God with skin on, knows how we feel and what we need when we come to God in prayer. Most useful. Okay, I digress. Back we go. Back to verse 41. Son of Man, Jesus in this case, will send angels, and they will collect out of kingdom now in the end of the age. Mostly we're talking about the end of the age now. All causes of sin, all causes of evildoers. So human beings don't get all the credit here. Now society gets some credit, people. It's where society falls short in caring for the poor and the hungry and the needy, where society has stopped listening to what is needed for a better world. Oh, great. That's why the last thing Jesus said in the reading today was, "Let anyone with ears listen." Exclamation mark. Truly, open up your Bible, blow the dust off if you have. No shame, because sometimes Bibles get dusty, especially in July. It's okay. Blame July. It is anywhere, as people and society do not live peacefully. It's anywhere we as people and society pass ugly judgment. Yep. Anywhere we wreak havoc on this planet, on one another, in body, mind, spirit, and each other's very soul. My goodness, do you think Jesus knew about the coronavirus? Yeah, I've been grumpy during it too. Maybe you have. Societal's weeds are fear, power, prejudice, indifference, greed, injustice. Not only will there be no one left, there will be nothing left. Oh dear. How about some gospel? Could we end this thing with some gospel? Let's do it. The gospel shows us we have a just God. Come down in Jesus, who calls us to use our ears and listen. Yes, the weed patch can be out of control. Sin does work like this. But our harvester, Jesus, is Son of a gracious God who shows us reconciliation towards all people and all societies everywhere who behave like weeds by gathering them in mercy to ripen as wheat. If this was Pastor Craig, he'd say, amen. Do you fear the furnace? No. Forgiveness is a gift. We have hope in God's promises. Grace is for all because God so loved the world. Jesus, the Son of Man, big S, big M, understands the human condition. Little s, little m, and gives us ears to listen. May God show us the way toward what connects us as a creation of compassion and justice, rather than what separates us as fields of weeds and wheat. And Jesus, the harvester, will bring forth the habitat kingdom of goodness and light. Amen.